At long last, the moment has arrived. American soccer fans, lots of them.
Vigneault, another good ball, right sideline. Danny Alves, the cross, the pop, no! A collision and a goal! 200%.
All right, well, supposedly the United States...
Get used to a lot of that.
Well, I'm just saying that supposedly we finally arrived at the moment where the United States begins to embrace soccer, right? I mean,
well, some would say we've been doing it slowly for really a decade and a half, maybe even more.
Maybe so, but
it was
maybe
a big crowd last night,
supposedly
though.
The recent World Cup with the U.S. performance in South Africa, we crossed a threshold, and unfortunately, if last night's game was any indication, the next World Cup is not going to be quite so kind to the Americans. Five-time world champions Brazil beat the U.S. 2-0 at the New Meadowlands Stadium. But it was a near sellout crowd. And in that crowd was Alex Goldmark, WNYC producer. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, looking ahead to the next World Cup, that's what last night's game was about, right?
Well, for Brazil it was, because nobody in Brazil was happy with their quarterfinal loss to Holland. So, they now have a new coach who brought with him a whole new team. Only four people from their squad were actually in the World Cup. But for the U.S., it was pretty much like a victory lap. And, you know, for us, getting to the quarterfinals is a victory. So same old coach, and 14 of the 18 players were actually the same players from the World Cup. So we really didn't get to see the new young talent that we were hoping to. Only one, real starter in defense was new. And we didn't even get to see Clint Dempsey. Although we did
learn. He was a great player.
This was
a totally different team from the one we actually beat 2-0 in the Confederation Cup last summer.
Well, we were ahead 2-0 to them until halftime, and then they came back and won.
He must have turned it off at halftime.
Why didn't they stop at halftime? Why don't they just
all right,
stop
well, but
there?
Alex, was last night an example of what John and I were talking about? Have we crossed a threshold? I mean, who was in the crowd?
Right. So the point that they're bringing all these stars out was to get a bigger crowd, because Landon Donovan is a hero. Tim Howard, they sell T-shirts and tickets. So they sold more than 77,000 people showed up, and that's almost capacity crowd at this brand new football stadium, New Meadowlands Stadium. And some of them were the diehard fans from real far away. Corey Tenenes and Stephanie Dulu, they had been planning for months, they told me, and they drove with 12 friends. They rented a van all the way from Western Massachusetts, and it's a long way from Western Massachusetts.
About four and a half hours.
With pit stops.
Couple.
We've had to have like four of them.
Couple pit stops on the way.
Okay, so they were having fun, but they were in good spirits, and the point is that they were there for a cause, like most of the diehard fans.
We love this team, and you know what? You got to love a team that's making progress. They're making progress, did well in the World Cup, did better than they did last time, so you got to love a team that's taking steps toward the next level.
Well, was there any sign at this game that the Americans are going to be as sort of violently, passionately supportive of their own team as, say, we see in some of the European games, some of that really diehard support?
Well, the people who were there were. But, I mean, half the stadium, I got to say, was wearing yellow jerseys.
Brazil.
About half the stadium. Some of them were wearing yellow jerseys with American flags draped over them. But it was the Brazilians here.
So maybe they were just wearing yellow shirts.
I know they should pick a better color next time.
Yeah.
But no, it seems like there are diehard fans. They're going to be like the European fans, but the numbers just won't be the same. The average person.
So maybe a bunch of those people came out to see Brazil.
Right, because they had these 10 new players, and they showed off really well. In fact, you know, their star is now Neymar. He's 18 years old. It was his first cap. He scored a goal. Everyone is still kind of upset that he didn't make the World Cup squad. And he came out, he showed them something. So now Brazil has a few new heroes to watch.
Okay, well, we'll see if this passion for soccer continues in the United States. Alex Goldmark, WNYC.
Did you pay for your ticket, or did you get in free? Were you comped in?
I got in free, and I got a free dinner, too.
Maybe he'll pay next time.
At the New Meadowlands Stadium in New Jersey, our own Alex Goldmark. Right. Thanks, Alex.